Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And our man in Vegas is Sam Panionovich, and he is just driven in, for God's sake. Sam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I missed you guys. I missed everything. I wanted to come in studio. 26-hour drive. That's it. 26 wow. Across about 3 days and beat the blizzard out of Denver.
What was the over-under on how long that would take you?
It was the over. That's okay. All that matters. All right. It was the over. I left Sunday and got here yesterday.
Wow, that's wild.
Welcome back.
I haven't had a long family drive in a while. I'm trying to think. I don't drive much more than 6 or 7 hours. What do you do? How do you break it up? And do you ever, what do you do to entertain yourself? Just play your own podcast back to yourself?
Pretty much. Yeah, Molly and Haw reruns too. I stopped in Moab, Utah, Aspen, Colorado, where I really felt out of place. Way too fancy for me there. And then in Denver, then Lincoln, Nebraska, and now the Windy City.
Very beautiful, though.
And there is a blizzard you drove through, right?
That's I had to bad. Beat it. Yeah, I had to leave. They said, if you don't leave, you're going to get pounded and you'll get snowed in. Because I got to go, so I left Denver a couple days ago and drove straight through right to Lincoln. Not that anybody really cares, but
I just find it interesting.
We're not really going to get much into that.
Hey, so my team in the Masters is getting destroyed. I don't know. What's your favorite? A lot of people are running around putting bets down. I picked 13th, so let's be fair about it. And I have Jordan Spieth. I saw that there's a guy that put $25,000 on it, 18-1, which means he's already lost $25,000, but he could make a lot of dough if it played out. That's pretty good. You must have some capital if you're making that bet.
No doubt about it. And this is the most highly rated golf event of the year, as we know. It's the first big event. Everybody comes out of the woodwork to bet it. Somebody came in to, Westgate, bet $25,000 to win $450,000 on Spieth, which sounds like a lot of money, but it's not as much as this cat at William Hill, who walked into William Hill with $85,000. And guess who we bet it on? Tiger, of all people, to win $1.19 million, one of the largest bets they've ever taken.
$85,000 on one guy.
To win the event, which in golf is, it's harder than roulette. Roulette is easier than picking a golf winner, especially at the Masters. But $85,000 at 14-1 on Tiger to win $1.19 million, ridiculous. And Tiger also had the most money at the Westgate, third most tickets. So people bet him cash, people bet him, $20, $50. And this bet's ridiculous. This is a Mike Mulligan bet. Somebody walked into Caesars, bet $20,000 that Tiger won't win all four majors. $20,000 to win $20.
Oh God!
Are you serious?
Why would you do that?
Just because you need a 20?
That's a sickness.
You need the 20 that bad.
I was getting killed one time at the racetrack, and I decided I had to turn it around. So I put $100 down on a Pat Day favorite that would have paid me like $20. And he was thrown from the horse before the race even began. Like, he comes out of the gate, and there goes Pat Day, and I'm just like, you son of a gun.
Sammy, give it back in Chicago. The Sox are struggling as expected. The Cubs are struggling more than expected. How has that affected the over-unders?
So these are available in the global markets, but I had to shave these numbers a little bit because of where you guys broadcast. So Baseball Prospectus says the Cubs are going to win 77 games. And I thought, all right, that's way too low.
Right.
That's just too low because they're too good and they're going to make a move. They're aggressive, right? I think Theo and Jed realize that this window is eventually going to slam shut. So I had to kick it up. I put 83.5, and even that number, doesn't that number even feel a little low?
That does feel low.
For the over-under for wins? I wanted to make it.
They won 95 games last year.
The thing is, if you ask Chicago diehards, they all say over. And I polled about 20 people, as I always do with these numbers.
I would say over just from a common sense standpoint.
The thing is, all the sharp guys are going under. If you ask all these people in Vegas to make these lines, they go 83.5 under. But you ask the Cub fans, and they're all over. I think the true number is probably about 82, 83. But
wow.
If you ask Cub fans, they think 85, 86. It's a fascinating number to try and estimate because, as we know, guys, games are not played on calculators. They're not simulated on computers. These are Major League Baseball players. I imagine they do something to bolster this bullpen, But you see John Lester getting hurt, sliding into home plate. It right. could be one of those years. It could.
And the Sox, you have them, you put them at 70, basically, right?
Just,
69
just
the
about,
hook.
Yeah, just about yeah. 70. I know the young pitching has to come around. I imagine they'll pitch better in the summer months, but this lineup is still
That's
really
looking
up and
like
down.
The under at this point because the pitching just has been terrible.
Which number is easier to go over under? Is it the Cub one for you?
I think the Cub one for me would be
so
easier.
What would you
to
make
say.
It? What would you make it?
I
then?
Would probably make it 87, 88.
I'm going under on 87.
See, 87 is very, very optimistic. And remember, the win total this season in Vegas closed at 87.5. So the guys in Vegas who do this for a living, and let's be honest, you guys have been to Vegas, those chandeliers don't hang themselves. And people are walking
yeah,
in
true.
Betting Cub over, Cub
it's
over, Cub over.
It's hard for me
over.
To look at that roster, though, and not see 90 wins. And if they don't win 90, that's a huge disappointment.
But you set the line at 87.
I
because of the slow start.
Yeah.
So well, you've overreacted.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I've never
I think
done
everyone
that before.
Has.
Everyone has a little bit. Absolutely.
I think you're right, too. You think about how the Dodgers started last year. I mean, we thought, they might win 70 games, and then they end up going all the way to the World Series. So you've seen teams with a lot of talent start out slow, and that's the hardest part with setting a number like this because you really don't want to overreact. You know, you don't want to go too low, but at the same time, you try and find a middle ground where most people would go, oh, okay, that's an interesting number. I think 83.5 is the true number, but if you're asking Chicagoans, you'd have to make it higher.
The NBA title is got to be, I mean, barring injury or ennui, it has to be Golden State by a mile, right?
Right. They're a big favorite. You got to lay 200 to win 100. I have my concerns, but I'm not in a rush to bet against them. I think there's a really fascinating situation where you got two guys potentially on the way out, right? I think Durant is halfway out the door. Klay Thompson could be out the door. They still have the most talent, of course. But no, they're the big favorite. 200 to win 100. I'm looking at a team in the Eastern Conference if, you know, people are looking to make money. Look at a team like the Raptors at 12 to 1. You got to just get them through the East, and then you could potentially hedge in the finals. So
the Raptors more than the Bucks?
One of those two teams, yeah. Bucks are 100 to win 600. Raptors are 1 to win 12. And then you got the Celtics, who just have not put it together this year. They're 100 to win 1,800. I mean, we probably know it's going to be Golden State of the Year, but you're not going to make any money laying 2 to win 1. You want to put 1 down to win 12 or 18. I think the Raptors would be my pick at 12 to 1, but it's likely going to be Golden State again, which many people are getting sick of.
I don't know about the Celtics. They have really struggled more than anybody expected, and maybe they'll get it together for the playoffs, but I think that would be I would stay away from them.
And you know, it's funny, too. Last year, how much did we praise Brad Stevens? Oh, my God, he's the best coach in the league. And this year, you don't hear anybody talking negatively about him, right? It's Kyrie's fault or it's Hayward's fault. He got more players on the floor, but nobody
hold,
knocks
hold on,
him
Sam,
down.
Sam, you're not going to be welcome in here if you're going to criticize Brad Stevens.
Okay. All right.
You're this not going to be welcome back.
That is way too close to home
That's
for
way
David.
Way too close to home here. Just, all right. You should know better, hateful. Sam. All right.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Jump all over him as far as I'm concerned. But David,
I'm going to start going in on Ball
David
State
knows
next.
The guy well.
Stay away from Loyola,
exactly.
too.
You had Loyola. I saw that. The odds for next year's NCAA men's championship, you included Loyola, bless you.
Well, I had to.
At 1,000 to 1.
Panderer.
That's a bet you can count on.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to lay a single American dollar on that bet, my friend.
Not a bad bet. 100 wins you 1,000. Did you catch Northwestern, by the way?
Yeah,
Chicago's Big Ten team. So 500 to 1.
It's pretty good.
And then my Illini at 100 to 1. Kentucky, Virginia, the favorites, 7 to 1 for next year. Duke, 8 to 1. Sparty, 8 to 1. And then everybody else. But yeah, Illinois, 100. Northwestern, 500. And Loyola, 1,000 to 1 to win it all next year.
And I think that they still could get a couple more. They got a really good recruiting class coming in. They could get a graduate transfer. They could get a JUCO guy. I mean, it's not over yet. That's why I don't like these early bets, because do we
teams
know
are
where
changing
everyone's
more than
going?
Ever.
Yes.
Right. The transfer portal is full.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's a lot of change
in
college basketball.
What are you playing this weekend, Sam?
I think in hockey, and David and I sat next to each other, you know, in the United Center press box for years, there's no sport that people overreact to more than the NHL. The Golden Knights were favored to win the series. They were 8-1 to win the cup, and they lose game one, and it's like, oh, it's over. I still think now you get the Golden Knights at a plus price. In the series, you get them plus 140 now. I think they're the better team. The Sharks came out early, jumped on them in game one, but it's a 7-game series. how many times did the Hawks lose game one and then win it in five or six? You know, I don't think you want to overreact to just one game. I think the Knights win the series, and now you get them at plus money. They were the favorite. Now they're the dog in the series. I think the goaltender is going to play a lot better, Fleury.
They're saying the same thing in Tampa after losing that one.
How about it? Right? And that was a favorite. They were so favored to win the cup. They were like plus 200 to go through the entire gauntlet.
Yeah.
It was 100 to win 200. Hockey's not that simple. It's just not. I think the Knights, after losing game one, I think they're going to win the series still. So now you can find them at plus money. I think it's a good bet. And then the other bet I made for this weekend for you NBA people, San Antonio is a huge underdog against Denver. It's Greg Popovich against Mike Malone, and it's the best of seven. And I get that Denver played well, and they had a really good regular season, but now I need to see it when it matters. Last year, I didn't believe in the Blazers, and they lost in round one. This year, I'm selling the Nuggets. I think the Spurs at plus 210, so 100 to win 210. It makes a lot of sense to me, and you don't lose a lot if they fall flat. I think it's a good bet.
All right, great stuff, Sam.
Thanks,
appreciate
Sam.
It, pal.
Good to see you.
All right, gentlemen, thanks
good,
for doing this
good
all year.
Good talk to you, Sam Panionovich.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.